With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The stage is set for Super Bowl 58. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the San Francisco 49ers in Vegas February 11th. Kansas City beat the Ravens 17-10. San Francisco beat the Detroit Lions 34-31. House Republicans want to secure the southern border by removing the person they say is holding the door wide open.
House Republicans on Sunday released two articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas, vowing to swiftly push forward the process to remove him, given the ongoing presidential election year. The articles accuse Mayorkas of refusing to uphold the law and breaching the public trust in his handling of unprecedented levels of immigration that critics blame on President Joe Biden's lax border policy. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Meanwhile, former President Trump is praising Texas Governor Greg Abbott for defying the Biden administration over illegal immigration. The president says the U.S. shall respond after a drone strike by an Iran-backed group killed three American troops in Jordan and wounded dozens more. Also at SRNnews.com, two masked assailants hit a Roman Catholic church in Istanbul, leaving at least one person dead.
The attack took place during the Sunday service in a Catholic church in the Sharia district. Government officials didn't specify what kind of weapons were used or whether anyone else was wounded. An investigation has been opened. The victim's nephew identified the man who died as Tuncer Cihan. He noted that the target was the church and not his uncle. The Italian foreign minister said that his office is following the situation and they're certain that Turkish authorities will arrest those responsible. I am Rika Ann Garcia.
This is SRN News. The Canadian government wants to help teachers embrace the transgender agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's administration has produced a toolkit designed to help public school staff learn about transgenderism. It begins by stating that the idea that there are only two genders, male and female, is, quote, a colonial and white supremacist structure rather than a natural or indisputable truth. It's not clear how many Canadian taxpayer dollars went into producing the document, which is nearly 100 pages long. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A war crimes report reveals that airstrikes by the military government in Myanmar have damaged several churches in the Buddhist-dominated country's sole Christian-majority state. The 10 reported attacks on churches in the western state of Chin, examined by researchers, part of a broad assault on religious communities across that war-torn nation. This is SRN News. A prize statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson is stolen from a public park in Wichita, Kansas.
Local police were still searching for the statue of the baseball great and civil rights icon on Friday. There are rewards for its safe return. It was cut at the ankles, leaving only the feet remaining. City leaders say the community is angered, especially with the loss coming just before the start of February's annual Black History Month. Robinson played for the Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro Leagues before joining the Brooklyn Dodgers, which broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball in 1947. George Williams reporting.
UN Secretary General is urging countries to continue sending money to Palestine. This after nine countries halted those contributions. At least a dozen employees of the UN, or its refugee agency, aided Hamas' deadly attack on Israel October 7th. Social media users having a hard time finding Taylor Swift on X, this following deepfake images that were released. More at SRNnews.com.